When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Heaven save me!
Back up, Buzz.
I'm down to one last breath.
Just back up a little.
And with you, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
All right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Buzz, whatever colorblind is for music, that's what you are.
Just deaf, tone deaf.
Yeah, just straight. I mean, I appreciate you doing it. You kind of ruined it, but I appreciate you doing it. So Commissioner Buzz is here, the commissioner of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, to give this week's update and the new power rankings. Commissioner Buzz...
Let's go through how you guys did this week. First of all, Spike collected his free win over OG Wade.
Congratulations.
As everyone does.
Did have a good week, though.
He did have a good week. He won 140 to 110. Pretty much Spike's entire team showed up.
OG got over 100.
I did get over 100, but still couldn't buy a win.
Yeah, made me a little nervous when I saw it. I was like, wow, OG's got some points.
OG Wade, 1-10. He's been eliminated at a playoff contention for weeks now. But Spike collected his free win. So Spike improves on the season. He is now up to 7-4. And let's go to the highly anticipated Jack and Ike matchup.
It's about time.
Jack wins 122.56 to 121.18 over Ike. Joe Mixon in garbage time did it for Jack on Monday Night
Unbelievable.
Football.
Unbelievable. Wow.
You hate to see it.
Unfreaking believable.
3 touchdowns.
I mean, you're up 27-10 already. Put Pierce in the game. Put somebody else in besides Joe Mixon. That's all I kept saying to myself that night.
You won by, what, 3/4 of a point?
Yeah, barely a point.
No, a full point and a half.
It doesn't hurt any less. Yes.
Wow.
That touchdown was the difference, yes.
Well, people are saying it's a miracle year.
Yeah, a couple of guys in the low 120s. I wouldn't know what that's like.
Well, here's the other thing, and you know what this is like from the other league.
Yeah.
It's less about Joe Mixon and more about C.J. Stroud sucking again.
He sucks.
Another week.
They scored 27 points.
Yeah, he didn't throw a touchdown. Got me 11 points.
Yeah, Mixon scoring means he's not getting touchdowns.
Yeah.
CJ, come on, man.
So Jack gets the win. Jack improves to 8-3. Ike is 6-5, as Jack mentioned, on a bit of an Linsanity run here.
Linsanity would suggest my team's not the best in the league, which it is.
It is not.
No, it is.
It isn't.
Eye test would suggest so, yeah.
Well, the eye test, you don't have an eye test or the points.
Spike does still have a lead in points.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been hanging on that nonsense for weeks.
You mean I've been the number one in points for weeks? Yeah. How dare I?
Gonna get to the takeaways.
Listen, the Eagles score points. Doesn't exactly look right.
They don't score the most points in the league.
And we certainly wouldn't be complaining.
Right.
Or would we?
Get out of here.
No,
come on.
There's no defense in fantasy.
I mean, you play WIP radio.
I am so ready to be pissed off about these power rankings. But anyway, your takeaways, Buzz.
Takeaways. Kimberly wins again. She started 0-4. She now has a winning record.
The miracle run.
She's in a playoff spot. Ike Reese is not, by the way.
Yeah.
But she is in a playoff spot after starting 0-4.
To her credit, she's always had a good squad.
Yes.
They just didn't perform well early in the season.
But she stuck with it, remained active, and she has climbed her way out of it.
She has,
You know, that
she
is...
reminded me of that last night.
Yeah.
She was at the...
She wouldn't have shown up last night if her team was as bad as it was at the beginning of the year. Second, she goes on a little bit of a run. Bang, there's Kimberly.
She proving that if your team starts out slow to stick with it, you can... kind of dig yourself out of it. Eight teams fighting for 6 playoff spots. I mean, there are a few teams who are technically in contention, but this is really going to boil down to 8 teams. So there are 8 teams who are 6-5 or above, and the whole top of the 2/3 of the league are separated by 2 games. First place is 8-3. Eighth place is 6-5. 6 teams make it. We got 3 weeks to go, and as I mentioned, Ike Reese on the wrong side of that bubble right now, and Javon Delco, Ryan, is also on the wrong side of that bubble.
And so is Yoshi. Well, Yoshi's barely in.
Yoshi's in right now.
He's barely in.
Yoshi's in. The last time in.
Yeah.
The last team in.
Yoshi's paper tiger. Yoshi's team. Not a real team. Not a threat to anyone. It would be disgraceful if somehow Yoshi made the playoffs and Ike did not.
Oh, I just looked at my matchup.
Is it Yosh?
Nope.
Who is it? Oh, it's... You have OG. Oh, ridiculous.
By the way, just to clarify for James, this is the first week in week 12 that there's going to be rematches in the league.
The amount I have to hear about this stupid league from James is unbelievable. And I play OG this week, by the way.
Well, who's Doomsday?
That is... Who is Doomsday?
That's iRise.
iRise.
Right. That's the Cowboy.
He's way out of it.
Equally as easy to beat, yes.
Yeah. Oh, equally as easy to beat. You're right. Should be.
Everyone thinks I have an anti-Ike agenda. If anything, it's anti-James for the amount he's been texting me, too.
Yes.
Saying that I'm dogging him in these power rankings.
I don't bother you off the air.
No, you don't. Once Ike starts texting me off the air, raising the power rankings.
I don't bother you off the air.
Yeah, James is like, and he called me up. He wants to coordinate an on-air bit, by the way, that what I'm producing.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm not scheduling you as a guest.
This is out of control.
Yep. Anyone,
that's where it usually goes.
The new mantra, anyone but James.
Anyone but James.
Well, let's get to these power rankings.
All right.
Now out of the power rankings, Brian, who's had a fraudulent team all year, he lost.
Thank
so I have the
God.
Excuse to kick him out of the top 5.
All right. Let's go.
But that means Yoshi is still the 5th team.
How?
In the
his team stinks.
He's in a playoff spot right now, Jack.
Total disrespect for me.
Ike is not in a playoff spot, and he lost again, so you weren't going to work your way back into the top 5. Number 4, making her power rankings debut, is Kimberly.
Wow.
How about that? Nice.
She's in 5th place right now.
Man, you go out of your way to compliment Kimberly's team every week, even if she loses.
You really do, Buzz. I've noticed that.
Well, interesting. She's lost one time in the last 7 weeks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does the whole season count or doesn't it?
No. Well, I wasn't giving her praise the first 4 weeks.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to check the tape.
I wasn't going out of my way to compliment her in week 4 when she was 0-4.
We'll have to check the tape.
So she's 4. Spike remains at 3.
3?
Yes, you're still 3.
Yes.
You're the top 3 of the league, all 1 this week.
Yep.
Spike remains at 3. James, you're not moving up despite your text. You remain at 2. And
good.
Jack...
Yep.
To be the best, you got to beat the best. He's still number 1.
I increased my lead in total points. I'm number 1 in total points basically since like week 3.
A legitimate argument, actually.
Like, what is going on here?
When it comes to seeding the league, which weighs higher, the points or the wins?
Both, but
the point, the wins more.
And I think 2 of my losses were in the first 3 weeks of the year.
Hold on, but you're behind them in a win.
By 1 win, but number 1 in points.
Yeah. Well, you can't argue to be number 1.
Yes, I can.
thank you, Ike.
I just realized it. I thought you were tied with them.
No. Is it full
He's
game
a full
back?
Full game back.
Jack won again.
Yeah, we don't James do half won. Games. Yes, I know it's a full game.
But I'm not going to knock Jack at a number 1.
I just feel like
for another win. All I do is win.
I just feel like if we were talking about college football.
Yeah, but you're doing this dumb thing where it's like, oh my God, the points, whatever. Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares? That is how you determine if you're good or not in fantasy football, is how many points you have.
No, it's not. It's record. You're not going to win the league because of having the most points.
You know what we should do next year at 7th Fantasy Football League? We're just going to have a coin toss league, and we're gonna call it in the air every week.
Now you're pouting.
Well, it's just the...
come on, Embiid.
Get out of here.
Spike Bead?
First of all.
Jalen Warren. My ass. This team stinks.
It doesn't stink. Jalen Warren... You want to list off my roster, buddy boy?
Romeo Doubs this week.
Bro.
Hunter Henry.
Because I got a lot of guys on bye.
Brian Thomas, Drake London, Jamar Chase, Josh Allen.
Yeah, not bad.
Dude, who's your other running back?
I'm not big on running backs.
Yeah, Tank Bigsby.
Yeah, I'm not big on running backs.
Roshan Johnson.
Yeah, and he still got more points than everybody.
Yeah. Well, what happened was in the draft, the three running backs that I thought were valuable went really quick, so I just started drafting wide receivers, and I waited until late rounds to draft running backs. All right. Is that it, Buzz?
That is it.
Third in the power ranking.
That is where we stand with the pack. If Jack loses, if James loses, you'll move up.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm just happy that the tension is at other places now. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to come in at the end and do what I do.
You
got 3 weeks left to get in.
And I'm going to go 3-0 over the final three weeks.
And you'll find your way into the power rankings.
I don't care about power rankings anymore. I'm going to go win the playoff. I'm going to win a tournament.
I'm going to whoop everyone's ass in the playoffs with my precious little points.
Your stupid power rankings, Buzz.
Get out of here.
We're a roto league complaining about the points.
We're not a roto league. And look, we'll just see. We'll see what happens when the playoffs come. 140 points again. I outscored Jack by 20 points this week, and somehow I didn't pass him.
Yeah, because even though I have a clutch gene. I'm just like Jalen. I got three touchdowns out of Joe Mixon on Monday night to bring home a dub.
This is like the third time Jack squeezed one out.
Enough.
But by the way, I would have won another game.
He's always squeezing one out.
No, you know who squeezes one out all the time? It's this guy over here, Buzz.
Six flags.
Yeah, get out of here. And we're going to have a vote. I appreciate Buzz singing the Creed thing, but we're going to have a vote whether it's appropriate next week.
Yeah, dude, it's so bad. Yeah.
I can't sing the song?
You suck at it.
Yeah.
You're horrible at it.
Yeah, you're one of the worst singers I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Like Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Well, if I put you one in the power rankings, can I sing it?
He doesn't stop.
That does help.
Turn off his microphone.
Buzz, get out.
The guy was learning, and then all of a sudden the learning
The big
show.
Dumb dip won again?
Jack, can you tell everyone about National Appliance Warehouse?
Of course I can.
Finish the show. Okay.
All right. He's so pouty. He really does take it from his center, man. It's unbelievable.
I'm going down there again.
If you're dreaming of a new kitchen that's innovative, dynamic aesthetics that'll blow you away, you got to get to National Appliance Warehouse and explore Gen Air. Only Gen Air combines...
Number one in points.
Combines rebellious luxury with quality and design. These are high-performance, sophisticated appliances for people who love technology and visual appeal. Gen Air's refrigerators feature a daring obsidian interior, stylish black finish that enhances the look of everything inside. Choose from two distinct design expressions throughout the Gen Air product offering. Rise features a bold professional look, while Noir is sleek and contemporary. Gen Air's dishwashers also offer the quietest technology available. I'm obviously impressed with Gen Air, and the only place you gotta go is National Appliance Warehouse to get the best service team on your case, and also the Gen Air products, and also, of course, the best price. That's guaranteed by Price Assure. But
I bet everyone at National Appliance Warehouse thinks I have the best team.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
You should ask them.
Once you read off your roster.
With the family over at National Appliance Warehouse. Tom Fritz sent you.
It's Black Friday all month long. Right now, instantly save 15% when you package four Gen Air appliances together. See store for details. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them the number one guy in the power rankings sent you.
The final check-in on the Twitter question, which is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers, which is the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. The question, are you completely out on Joel Embiid or... No, can Joel Embiid win you back or are you out? Final count, 58% out, 42% can win you back. That is closer to 50-50 than I would have imagined it. Do I give Eurojohn this chance?
He wanted to talk to you. His phone sounds clear, too.
Okay. Hi, Eurojohn.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? I come off like a maniac sometimes. My brother listens sometimes. He says you sound like a lunatic. So I'm going to try and... I got to attack
you. Gee, wonder what gave that away.
Yeah.
Right. I got to attack you on the beach. Say it's playoff stats are like almost 10 points down in the playoffs in scoring. I could say he's flopping and he tore up Danny Green's knee. I could say he went and played with a Lotus USA roster when champions like Giannis played for Greece.
Champions who lost.
If he didn't play for Greece, you play for Nigeria.
Champions who lost.
Family.
Champions who lost.
Plays for 7 million people.
In Eurojohn's world, as long as you're not from America, you're a champion.
Right. Yeah. I want to talk about. I'm the only caller that actually isn't inside. I covered 10 games in the Sixers locker room. I interviewed Doug.
And then you got kicked out. Then you were banned.
Sloan. I'll tell you why I got kicked out.
I didn't even know you did. I just assumed you were, and you did get kicked out.
Stop giving me games. I covered 10 games.
Yep.
And I was interviewing Dirk Nowitzki, J.J. Barea, Nocioni, all the Euros, Nikola Pekovic, all these guys. So I asked Doug Collins a question after the game. But I want to tell you about the five GMs I talked to. You were talking to Lombardi about Hinkie in this.
We're taking this country back, Eurojohn, from people like you.
Club. Right, it's all good old boy club. Let me
pledge allegiance to the flag. Right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I want to be
of the United States of America.
I talked to five GMs, and Ike, this is about you.
Oh.
Kobe Bryant talked about a player on the Greek national team. I talked to five GMs. Two of them used to be Sixers GMs. Tony DeLeo knew the guy I was talking about because he knew stuff. But the other two guys,
you're not beating the psychopath rap on this call. What is your point, Eurojohn?
I want to explain to you the guy from Houston.
Of the United States of America.
I know
to the Republic, for which
right?
it stands.
You don't have to sign guys like Paul George. All right? You could study Europe a little bit. The five GMs didn't know who Demetrius Dimitridis was. And Kobe Bryant talked about him. He wishes he could have played with him. He never came over.
They got to put you in a straitjacket, homie.
He did say that, yep.
Let me explain one more thing to you, all right?
You haven't explained anything yet, only that you got kicked out of the Sixers locker room.
I was in the Sixers locker room, and I was 12 out of 12 one year in EuroPicks. 12 out of 13. In fact, I talked to Maury at Chick-fil-A in South Philly. All right, you can ask him this, all right? And I told him, I'm Eurojohn. He acted like he didn't know who I was. But Frank Isola,
that's a stunner.
I used to call his show, all right? I used to call his show, and I used to rip Maury when he was on the Rockets by not feeding my two units, all right? He acted like he didn't know who I was.
And the rock.
It's all good at this point. You don't have to be a great GM. Or this is 34-year-old Paul George.
This is like when TVs used to sign off, stations used to sign off back in the day. You remember that, Ike? When the TV station would just turn off at the end of the night? That's what we have to do to Eurojohn.
Yep, and you get the color bars up there.
Yep. Thank you for calling Eurojohn.
I'm actually surprised you let it go that long.
Well, I mean, he told me he was going to not be a psychopath, and then
he stalked.
What was the point?
In the
By the way, I just guessed. He was like, "I covered 10 games," and I was like, "You got kicked out." And he goes, "Here's why I got kicked out. I had no idea." That was just my educated guess. All right, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Donovan here.
Let's not make this into anything. So I'll never say anything else on the air.
That is a warning from Ike.
Yeah,
Jack. That is the end of that bit.
Yeah.
All right. Reese said he finally stopped cheating, and he was also relieved at the end of the year when he saw his tax returns that he's single. He is not all the way in on this not cheating thing. That's all I can say. When you're relieved that you're not married, that is a warning sign.
You mean he could go back?
He is leaving open the possibility. What's next?
That's for Tucker. So this is all me today, huh?
Okay. Well, he didn't. See, this is what happens when the top five is making fun of him.
Right. He has to come back on somebody. Yes.
I'm sure it's coming for me at some point, though.
That was actually a good tornado.
Yeah, we have tornado tomorrow for 4:30. No, 3:30.
I leaked it.
What's next? Wait a minute. Is that because of the
Rams?
You're
worried about every team they play.
Oh, yeah. The Eagles. Yep. Well, I am worried about the Rams. All right,
that one's
next?
Real.
Yeah, that one's real. What's next? Put Harvey Weinstein in there.
Yeah, how about that?
You know, that's a promo that would have happened back in the Spike days that does not roll with the in the Rod Lakin days with the promo. Our promos, me and Battle got together, they were a little too much.
Yeah, okay? Vanilla Lakin.
Yeah. Well, it's succeeding. Bigger than...
Just wins.
Better ratings than when I was doing it, so you must know something. Had to hire me, but you know, back here, you know, but you know, whatever. Fritz at 6 is next. Oh, you're riding with the king. I wonder what you're going to talk about.
God. You sure you don't want to mix in a phone call?
Yeah, because I don't have the time to go late today. I'm sorry.
Nah, yeah, we're not helping you out today.
Yeah, not today. I can't today. So we'll be back with our normal big Friday show tomorrow, Football Friday. Of course, we have Jaws with Elliot. We have our picks, all that. Tornado Shapiro, Tommy Down the Shore.
Yeah, is Tommy going to sing the song live? The
Shadow of the Day?
Yeah, in hoagie voice?
Oh, he'll do it in hoagie voice. It might be tougher. It's a difficult song
way
to sing.
Tougher.
Yeah. So that is all tomorrow. Fritz at 6 is next. We will talk to you then. Now, I'm excited because I get to go home and see my dogs, who I love. You love your dog, you love your cat, maybe you have multiple. And if you're like our house, it's Christmas or Hanukkah, whichever you celebrate, if you celebrate either, you get presents for the pets. There's presents for our pets in the home. If you do that, Dogs and Cats Rule can hook you up. They got Christmas and Hanukkah presents for your pets. Maybe a nice coat with winter coming along. Maybe one of their awesome treats. They have this whole little bakery section, you know, cookie maybe, Christmas cookie. Hanukkah cake, one of those things. There's 7 locations for Dogs and Cats Rule, and they have all of that stuff and a lot of other great stuff. Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell in PA, Pennington and Princeton in New Jersey, and the best staff anywhere. George Perenni, the lead dog at Dogs and Cats Rule. Make sure every single one of those 7 can answer any question you have, not only about that stuff I was talking about, but the top-of-the-line pet nutrition they have, the high-quality local products, the fresh diets, raw, gently cooked, supplements. You know, as your dog gets older, maybe your dog has some sort of nutritional deficiency, they can answer those questions. They have all the products, they have the staff in place, and they have 7 locations to help you out. If you need any more information and a repeat of where those locations are, go to dogsandcatsrule.pet, shop small, shop local, shop family.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.